Now on the phone lines with us is Falcons third-round pick, Mr. Austin Hooper. Austin, right off the bat, man, how does it feel? When we first came on, you were talking about your family, so excited. How does it feel to get your name called and now you're the Atlanta Falcon?
To be honest, man, it's just relieved. I mean, you're sitting there watching, you know, names go in front of you, see 80 names go in front of you. You start to lose a little hope a little bit, then when your phone rings and around, well, it was pick 80 when the Buffalo Bills were up. And then, you know, you see a call, phone call coming from somewhere in Georgia, and, you know, your heart starts jumping a little bit. You pick up the phone. Hi, this is blah, blah, blah from the Atlanta Falcons. I don't remember. I was so excited. But, I mean, from there, I mean, it was just kind of a blur. Like, these past 15 minutes, if I felt like they'd been seconds. I mean, I was, you know, outside getting the initial phone call, talked to Coach Quinn, talked to the GM, talked to the owner, and, you know, celebrating my family. And here I am on the phone with you. It's all seemed like it's just segued within probably 10 seconds. It's just, it's tough to articulate in the words unless you've actually experienced it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, man, I can completely understand. I actually got drafted by the Falcons myself, and I understand the feeling. Talk about, you know, your initial reaction when coming to Atlanta, playing with a quarterback like Matt Ryan. How does it feel to know you got a QB who's been to the Pro Bowl and has many years of experience?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great QB. My job is, you know, to just learn the playbook as fast as possible. Learn from Levine Toilolo and, you know, try to get on the same page with Matt Ryan to help him as much as possible. That's my first goal.
Yeah, also, you come from a long line of big-time tight ends out of Stanford with Zach Ertz and Levine, obviously, and Cody and Jim Dre. You guys have put out some big-time tight ends over the years. But talk about yourself individually here for a second. What kind of strengths, what kind of things do you bring to the field as a – big-time tight end as you are?
You know, I try to do a few things a little bit different. You know, I mean, come from Stanford, obviously. I try to pick, you know, little bits and pieces from the great players at the position in the past. So what, you know, I'm blessed to be able to, you know, play with Levine now. But what I learned from Levine is just he's such a technician, great blocking ability, has such a great feel versus zone coverage. And that's one thing I learned from him. Thing I learned from Zach Ertz is how to just create a little bit of separation, you know, in terms of the route running tree. And what I learned from Kobe is, you know, just make a play. That's like what I learned from his tape.
That's awesome.
I mean, he'll just do some freak stuff. So, I mean, I'd say Kobe would do just some freak stuff. I just try to learn a little bit from him. Zach, you know, big bodied receiver who can also block. So I learned that from him. And Levine, just a true technician who can play the wide position with the best of them. So I learned a little bit of all three of those guys, but, you know, felt I also made my own game a little bit.
That's awesome. You come from a program where running the football is priority, and you come into a team with two young running backs and Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman like to run the rock. Is being a
and,
guy
– Don't forget my De La Salle boy, Teron Ward.
Yeah, Teron Ward is definitely another guy here who's doing his outstanding thing. Talk about you taking pride in being able to put your hand to dirty and get a little dirty in the run game.
You know, I love both aspects of the game. I mean, that's why I wanted to play the position. I mean, coming out of high school, I really only played defensive line. So, I mean, that really taught me how to just be physical at the point of attack. So translating that over the offensive side, I mean, it really made me not fear contact whatsoever, and that's what I'm really grateful for. And then in terms of route tree, that's just something I taught myself, you know, through film study and repetitions over time. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to help this organization whatever way I can.
Austin, this is a team that loves to score points, get into the red zone a lot, and watching some of your highlights, man, you do a very good job of high-pointing the football. There were a couple of highlights of you. Obviously, I know you've seen them over USC. You were there. You did it. But you high-pointed the ball really was. Being in the red zone, a guy who you really can count on, is that the type of player you see yourself, especially in the red zone?
You know, it's a little, in the college game, yes, a little too early to speak on what I can be at the next level. I need to prove that first, but I think I have all the tools that can allow me to be that. I just got to prove it in OTAs and camp first.
Well, Austin, everybody's excited here to have you as an Atlanta Falcon. All the fans are really excited to have you. They were hoping that you were there for the Falcons to take you. Looking forward to seeing you here in Flowery Branch, and congratulations again. And you can go back to having fun with your family now, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Austin.
All right. Bye.